Boza by Roald Dahl. At Repton, prefects were never called prefects. They were called Bozas, and they had the power of life and death over us junior boys. They could summon us down in our pyjamas at night time and thrash us for leaving just one football sock on the floor of the changing room when it should have been hung up on a peg. A Boza could thrash us for 101 other piddling little misdemeanours, for burning his toast at tea time, for failing to dust his study properly, for failing to get his study fire burning in spite of spending half your pocket money on firelighters, for being late at roll call, for talking in evening prep, for forgetting to change into house shoes at 6 o'clock. The list was endless. 4 with the dressing gown on or 3 with it off, the Boza would say to you in the changing room at night. Others in the dormitory had told you what to answer to this question. 4 with it on, you mumbled, trembling. This Boza was famous for the speed of his strokes. Most of them paused between each stroke to prolong the operation, but Williamson, the great footballer, cricketer and athlete, always delivered his strokes in a series of swift back-and-forth movements without any pause between them at all. 4 strokes would rain down upon your bottom so fast that it was all over in 4 seconds. A ritual took place in the dormitory after each beating. The victim was required to stand in the middle of the room and lower his pyjama trousers so that the damage could be inspected. 6 experts would crowd round you and express their opinions in highly professional language. What a super job! He's got every single one in the same place. Crikey! Nobody could tell you had more than one except for the mess. Boy, that Williamson's got a terrific eye. Of course he's got a terrific eye. Why do you think he's a cricket teamer? There's no wet blood, though. If you had had just one more, he'd have got some blood out. Through a dressing gown, too. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Most Bozers couldn't get a result like that without a dressing gown. You must have tremendously thin skin. Even Williamson couldn't have done that to ordinary skin. Did he use the long one or the short one? Hang on, don't pull them up yet. I've got to see this again. And I would stand there, slightly bemused by this cool, clinical approach. Once, I was still standing in the middle of the dormitory with my pyjama trousers around my knees when Williamson came through the door. What on earth do you think you're doing? He said, knowing very well exactly what I was doing. Nothing, I stammered. Nothing at all. Pull those pyjamas up and get into bed immediately, he ordered. But I noticed that as he turned away to go out of the door, he craned his head ever so slightly to one side to catch a glimpse of my bare bottom and his own handiwork. I was certain I detected a little glimmer of pride around the edges of his mouth before he closed the door behind him.